could the wild Honduran you set and tap at the show?
I was sort of a little disappointed that the Irish Songs Workshop wouldn't include stories, because Joe has a number of wonderful stories, and so thought we'd spend a little bit of time on this workshop with stories, since they are part, very important part of the tradition. Elmida, well, there's a little story he told me the other day, which he swears is a true story, and maybe you'd like to share that, the one about the conger eel.
That is a true story. You mean to say he told me it was a true story? Did I ever tell you a story that wasn't true?
No.
When I was supposed to be 5% of a fisherman when I was growing up, before we ever went to school, we had to go out and lift some lobster pots in a curragh. And that time, the only means of travelling boat by boat is rowing the boat. Small little curragh. And after I came from school, we had to go out and re-lift the pots again, just in case the bait, if you gone out of them, and you might lose a lobster or two as a result. And anyway, we were out this Saturday. And we had an old net thrown out to get some bait for the lobster pots. And when we came along to lift the net, we couldn't budge it. We were that heavy. We tried and tried, and finally we put a rope around the net and started pulling the net after the boat, till we beached the boat about 100 yards from our house. And there was the biggest conger eel. It was 8 feet long. And the circumference, I cannot see anything here as round as it. And it wouldn't go out that door now, it was that big. Now, the conger eel is a great thing for baiting lobster pots once you dry it. So we got the donkey and carried the conger home. He pulled the donkey, pulled the conger after him. And my job was to take the head off the conger and try and open it up and salt it. And what a job I had. I had to get a saw, an old saw, and start sawing the head off the conger. Still alive. And after about half an hour, I got the head off the conger. And we two of us grabbed the head. Was that heavy? Two of us. And threw it out in the haggard. That's where you throw all the garbage out. Outside the wall, outside the door. And we went in then. It was time for a bit of supper. Potatoes or whatever it was. And we had a full view of the haggard from where we were eating. And the finest cockerel you ever saw in your life. A match cockerel. Well, you know what a match cockerel is? Mad. It's as good as a clock. Fear Culloch Mórtad, a true match cock. A first crow is at 5 a.m. The second crow is at 6. And the third one is at 7. Dead on. Better than any clock. Better than any radio. And he was so big. He was as tall as that now. That microphone there. And he started picking around the head of the conger eel. And as sure as I'm sitting in this chair, didn't the head open and take the head off the cockerel? The head of the conger eel that was thrown out the haggard took the head off the cockerel. And next day we had the lovely soup. You ever had your life? And that is a true story. You believe it?
True story. Tins gudbun, the chuit olskan the hegan gaide is a bailachan joeinu. Tá an taifeadh de seo faoi chóipeart, tá cosca de ausaid agus é le scaipeach an chéad.